Dalawa ang solution dyan. Number one is the infrastructure, and I think clearly naman this is my line of expertise. But what I want, ang gulo ng ating infrastructure eh. Pag tingin ng infrastructure natin, talaga chaotic to eh. Na dapat itama muna. Sabi ko nga, kumbaga sa tao to, pag inangiogram mo, ang daming bara. For example, what I will immediately do is to connect SLEX sa LX. Kailangan makonect yung dalawa na yan. Kasi kung pupunta ka from Santa Rosa to Tarlac, ba't kailangan ka pang bumaba ng EDSA? Dapat yan, tuloy-tuloy yan. Kasi hindi ka naman bababa sa Tarosa ka, pupunta ka sa Tarlac eh, and vice versa. And dapat ma-extend agad yung SLEX to Lucena para yung mga taga-Bicol eh, para magbubang yung mabilis kasi walang traffic after Lucena eh. Hindi masyado. Tapos sa north, kailangan makarating na Rosario La Union so that people here can go to Baguio very quickly. Pag exit mo pala na Rosario La Union, Baguio na. And then yung mga people naman sa La Union and Region 1, Ilocos Norte, Ilocos Sur, medyo mas madadali na mag-drive. Ano yung Tarlac and Pangasinan? Magbo-boom yan kasi magkakaroon tayo ng main trunk initially. But this should, what the our ultimate objective is to have a new version of the Pan-Philippine Highway noon ni President Marcos, yung from Tuguegarao to Mindanao. But sisimulan mo na yung back, yung traces, yung ano yan, yung foundation yan. But very quickly, the first 100 days, igagrant mo na lahat ng kontrata na yan because you have to show that your term will not be corrupt. I have a definite strategy of fighting corruption here and to show everybody that, that if I make it as president, this will not be a corrupt administration. First 100 days, imbitay mo na lahat, bishops, lahat ng clergy, lahat ng panay, media, lahat. Tingnan na lahat, reviewin na mga kontrata because I'm going to give them all out in the first 100 days. Televised, on television, everybody will be, foreign investors, local investors will be told, walang hihingi sa inyo. Kung may humingi sa inyo, sumbong nyo sa akin, in media, in front of television, hinihinga kayo ng pera. Now, once these contracts are given out, then walang corruption. But, the second magandang bagay doon, in the next 5 years, mabilis ka agad ang action. Kailangan kasi masolve natin yung infrastructure eh. You answer to your question. Kasi kung mag-infrastructure yan, parang barado kasi yung tubig eh. Barado eh. Kailangan mag-flow ang water doon eh. Kailangan yung mga taga rito pupunta sa Baguio, pupunta sa Pagutpo, the beaches, pupunta sa Camarines Sur, Camarines Norte, pupunta sa Albay, para mag-benefit sila sa tourism, sa jobs. Yung mga output dito sa Bicol, can reach Manila very quickly. Pag sakay mo sa SLEX, dapat merong exit sa Port of Manila, may exit sa Makati Commercial. So that those, para magamit mo yung Clark Air Base, pag land mo sa Clark, sakay ka ng tourist bus, ang baba mo Makati Commercial na. Mabilis. Hindi ka nang bababa na EDSA, matatraffic, etc. Dapat para sa abroad na yung infrastructure, walang bara. Imagine mo yung artery ng tao, walang bara dapat yan. Pati yung, another problem at the exits. Ang exits naman, minsan merong maganda yung expressway, barado yung mga exits. But you're leading to and fro the expressway. Dapat luluwagan mo yan. Hindi naman mahal yun eh. Kunti luwag lang. But at least dapat walang bara. The idea is walang bara. So that there will be a freer flow of commerce and tourism. Pag nagawa mo yan, may increase mo yung local and foreign tourism in other areas. Ngayon, magkakaroon ng trabaho doon. And then, gaganda yung kita ng mga farmers and yung mga manufacturers kasi mas bumura yung transport cost eh. Yung product from Bicol or from products from North can immediately be delivered to Port of Manila for shipment to Visayas, Mindanao and vice versa. Pero pagdala naman sa Visayas, Mindanao sa Port of Manila, madi-deliver ka agad. Kasi nang mura lang kasi isang sakay mo sa truck, pagbaba mo nandun ka na eh. Now, is it expensive? Is it a dream? Eh kasi sabi ko kanina, maganda rin naman yung marunong ka mag-manage. Kasi sa management, sa private sector, we are trained to think na pag meron kang plano, paano mo gagawin yan? Ganun kagad ang tanong eh. Saan ka kukuha ng pera? I mean, unlike in the government sector, you can just continue proposing to death, hindi ka naman magpapaliwanag kung paano mo gagawin. Pero sa private sector, kung nag-propose ka niyan, na may balak kang gawin, ang tanong, paano yung pondo niyan? Paano makutuloy yan? Now, to me, BOT naman yan. Build operate transfer. You will just be giving yung counterpart. Kaya yan. It does not even form part of the budget. Kasi build operate transfer. May bayad naman eh. We're talking about may tollway eh. Bayad. Mabilis. Kaya natatagal yan. May marami kasi humihingi sa mga investors ng pera. Pero kung walang hihingi sa kanila, marami papasok sa atin. We need investments because we have to create jobs. And there are several reasons why I want this done quickly. One is, of course, para in the whole 6 years, marami kang magawang infrastructure, ma-unclog mo yung bara-bara. Pangalawa, ma-increase mo yung income para sa mga tourism, etc., e-commerce, ma-increase natin. Pagkatlo, mag-create ka agad ng trabaho. Kasi kung magsisimula na yan, ang construction is very labor-intensive. Kaya, mag-hire ka agad ng local yan. We need to increase employment agad eh. Parami ng parami unemployed eh. So, we have got to address this. And one way of jump-starting this is to immediately give out these projects na BOT naman. So, hindi kailangan, it is not in conflict with the fact that you have a problem with the deficit. Kasi pag upo ng presidente ito, sasalubungan niya sa agad ng 300 billion peso na utang na kailangan bunuin niya. Kaya, the more difficult question is, how are you going to do this ng paano magagawa lahat ng sinasabi natin, yung education, ng may 300 billion pang deficit. Kaya naman yan. Kaya sasabi ko, kailangan marunong din yung driver. Okay.